Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on claudiorelsano.com, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center and Aspire Pediatric Therapy. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my fantastic producer, Adam Zaloof. Today's guest is a very, very popular former boxer in the Pittsburgh area, and now he's going into the business part of the sport, which could be even tougher than the actual fighting. Who knows? We'll ask Mike about that. But the very popular Mike Manna. Mike, thank you so much for being on the show, brother.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Hey, you know what? Real quick, you know, we've had some big hitters on this show. Jerry Cooney, Vinnie Paz, Donnie Long, Ken Griffey Sr., a lot of former Pirates, Rooker, and Green. And you're right up there, man. Your listenership, you have a lot of fans out there. So we're going to have you on all the time. We're going to have you on all the time, brother.
But, Thank you. I love it. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, first, let's talk about your boxing career. As I said, you were wildly popular with the fans. You had some exciting fights. You know, you fought, as I say about Vinnie Paz, Vinnie never took a round off, nor did you. I mean, you came out there all the time. And did you, number one, why did you retire? And number two, did you fulfill your original goals as a boxer?
Well, yeah. Why did I retire? I guess the first question there that you asked is, honestly, I was, you know, there's so much involved in boxing. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm up at 4:30. I'm running by 5 o'clock in the morning, come back home, get my kids up for school, eat, take them to school, go to the gym, strength and condition train, go to work, get them from school, get them home, do their homework, leave them there for a little while to go to the gym and boxing train and then do it all over again. Now, that's a lot of training, and that's just for 4-round fights, you know, where I was at. Right. I'm conditioned to go 6 rounds, you know, so mm-hmm. I was graduating into 8-round fights. So to be conditioned to go 8 rounds, I got to be ready to go 10. So obviously I'm going to need more time to do that. And just at the stage of the game that I'm in, you know, there's not a lot of money to be made. And obviously for me, there wasn't a lot of the money to be made because I like to give it away as, what's his name? Al Levine and not smoking Jim would always say. And plus there was a lot of back and forth with opponents, you know, I didn't like that aspect of the game. You know, the part of the second question, did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? I really feel I did because everybody knows me and knows that the reason I fought, you know, I fought because I like to fight. You know, I don't do what a lot of fighters do in the game in general. Is what happens is, you know, people say they're going to be the next world champion, okay? And they build a career and a record off smoke and mirrors. What they do is they fight candle fighters, okay? I'm not sure if you guys know what candle fighters are, but Vinnie Paz and these guys, one blow and they're out, okay? They fight Kid Cupcake and Kid Candle. Well, my friend, I'm going to explain something to you. When you come in to fight a top-ranked guy at a shot at a title, and you got a career build up of like 15-0, and all your guys have like 1-33, 4-25 records, what is the purpose of you saying you're going to be the next world champion when you get that shot and you get mangled and embarrassed? It does not make sense to me. I would rather go out fighting the hard fights, fighting the fights that nobody thinks you should take, and go out and everybody know that you're a fighter and that you go in no matter what and fight whoever's in front of you than to say, oh, yeah, he built his career off smoke and mirrors. And when he got the chance to fight somebody good, it looked like the bum of the year. Nah, that's not me, my friend. So doing that along with trying to make a statement with the stage I was given, I really feel like I accomplished what I wanted to set out and accomplish.
You know, you sure did. You know, you mentioned Vinny. Vinny's last fight, he was going to go for win number 50. And I said, Vinny, I flat out told him, fight some guy with a 10-10 record that goes down easy. You know, it's your last fight. You're not trying to get into the rankings. You're not trying to, but, you know, this is it. He said, no, Claudio, I can't do it. I got to fight somebody good. And he said, because win number 50 has to mean something. So who does he pick?
Yeah,
he picks a guy. Right. He picks a guy named Tucker Pudwell, who was like 6'1", mm-hmm. who just went the distance with the champ, who could punch through a wall. Now, Vinny won the fight, but, you know, it wasn't easy. So, and I'm with you. There's a lot. Oh, yeah. But, you know, as I said, every fight that you went into, you definitely gave all your heart, and your fans just absolutely loved it and were there for you. And you packed the house. Now, and like I said, it takes a lot of courage to get, you know, go up those four steps, and you certainly did that. Now, you had mentioned about giving your money away. Well, that was my next question. You didn't actually give it away. You donated them to different charities in the Pittsburgh area, which is obviously a very great thing. Tell us a little bit about that. Where did that come from? What made you want to do that?
Sure. So the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, I love kids. I want to be a role model for kids to, you know, I mean, hey, I'm a firm believer of people who have done things in their life that they're not proud of that make a turn around. I think they're the best people to listen to, because anybody can tell you what to do, but guys like myself who have experience in what exactly not to do. Now that's valuable information. You know what I'm saying? So for me to say to kids, like, look, I've been in that position. I'm going to tell you what you want to do, because I've been there. I've wanted to do that, but I'm going to tell you what you should do. And I felt the same things that you feel. I'm going to go through them together. I'll tell you what I felt, what you're feeling, probably the same thing, but it's better to do this. People are more apt to listen to somebody who's been through it, who knows what they're going through, than to listen to some guy who's, you know, Johnny Clean Nose and never been in nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So with Children's Hospital, I don't have any connection there as far as like any heartfelt connection. I mean, my cousin, God bless her, she was in there for a while when she was 5 with leukemia, and Jimmy Spagnuolo, Jimmers was the kid's name. Like, I know his mother, and it's just, if you're going to try to brighten somebody's day up, I mean, if you could do it to a sick kid in the hospital who you know, who might not make it out, I mean, that's
right.
That's the best place to do it, if you ask me, you know? So
sure.
That's why I went with Children's. And then, a guy named Marty McElroy, who unfortunately passed away from cancer, but, you know, I did it there. Somebody reached out to help him out, and I did so, you know, so did what I could. You know, I wish I could have done more, sure. but maybe I started something bigger. Maybe I did do something more. I don't know yet. You know, we're not, maybe right. some other kid's going to come around and say, hey man, I seen Mike Manna do this. And that's why this charity is getting $100 million. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Right. Well, no, you certainly did more than most. That's for sure. And you really did it the hard way too. Last thing about your boxing career, you had talked a lot about your grandfather. Talk a little bit about what he meant to you, and you know, again, what impact he had in your life.
Well, my grandfather, he was my father figure, because my father, I didn't meet my father till I was about 17 years old. And when I met my father, I actually figured, everybody thinks I walk funny, like I have some type of swaggery walk. That's actually not a swagger. That's actually a curse that my father has, and it was passed down the generation. But my grandfather, he was like my father. You know, I lived with them for a while when I was a kid. My mom and I moved around, and then moved back to the north side of my grandparents' house a couple of different times. And you know, I try to tell my kids sometimes when I may not know if I'm doing the right job or not, I say to them, because I think as parents, honestly, if we don't think that we're doing a bad job, I think we are doing a bad job.
Right.
You know, so, right. You know what I mean? Right. So like I say to my kids sometimes, I'm like, hey, you know, listen, I'm sorry, daddy might be mad or I might be handling this wrong, but like, I didn't have anybody to show me how to do this. All I had was my pap. And I said, you know, he had to work, he had the car lot, but as far as discipline and things like that, I let, you know, my mother, that was my mother more so, but my grandpa, I didn't want to disappoint. And it's because of the respect that I had for him, you know, it just, I always wanted to be like him. I always wanted to command the respect that he commanded from, his peers, from people who didn't know him, who heard of him, you know? So that's, I always admired that about him and his kindness, his respectful manner, you know, the way he carried himself is how I try to carry myself. And sometimes I don't always do it, but sometimes I do, you know, but that's what makes us us, you know. There's only one Mike Manna and there's only one Frank Manna. And I don't think Frank will ever be duplicated. And hopefully Mike Manna is not ever duplicated either. We don't want to do that.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but that's pretty good. Well worded on everything. But on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy. Let me do that over again. Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania, 412-372-3667, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. Tell everybody you heard it here. Okay, we'll be right back with Mike Manna.
Hey, Grandpa, can you hear me?
What'd you say, Parker?
Hey, Grandpa, can you hear me?
Tell me again.
Grandpa can't hear me.
Don't let this be you. Let us help you. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe and Parker. Come to the Hearing Center for a trade-in event. That's right, a trade-in event. Trade in your existing hearing aids for the newest and best made in America hearing aid technology.
And save big.
December 3rd through the 7th at 871 Beaver Drive. Call 814-299-4666.
Smart solutions with the hearing you've been looking for.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you. Okay, Mike, now you went from the tough part of boxing, actual fighting, to perhaps maybe the tougher part of boxing, which is the business end of it. When did you start to think about the business end of boxing and what specific role you would play before we, and then when did you think about getting involved in the Donnybrook?
Well, when I decided, I shouldn't say when I decided, when I thought it would be a good idea is when I first got in the pro game and I saw the type of money that's able to be made with sponsors, with the right, with the crowd. Now, it is a business to an aspect, and right. The business part of it should be left up to the promoters, to the managers, because if you have a product that you believe in that you can sell, that people are going to want to come and see. You can make a lot of money doing that. Now, unfortunately, to some people, there are products that are not that attractive that they don't want to come see. Like, there's some fighters who aren't, like, flashy. There are some fighters who don't produce knockouts. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to be very profitable when you can't profit off them by market. They're not very marketable. So what I figured is, okay, well, these guys still deserve a break. They deserve to make a payday. Instead of being stepping stones to build up guys' records, like, let's get them some money and hopefully try to turn this money into something that they can use later on in life. Because most fighters, you know, they get a payday and it's gone, and, you know, that night, because they're out, you know, partying or whatever. Exactly. They're doing. You know, right, exactly. You know, so with my line of work with insurance sales and, starting my venture into financial advising, I'm like, why don't we take at least half of this money? Because, hey, I'm sure everybody on this listening here over 30 years and over, I guarantee would say their younger self, 21, when they're going down to the boardwalk and stuff, man, I wish I would have taken that $200 that I took down to the boardwalk that night or Tequila Willie's, at least taken half of that and put that into an IRA or a 401k. Or at least, right. I wish I would have gotten life insurance when I was like 19 or 20. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my job now, I feel it incumbent upon me to educate people on these things, because they're not educated on them and what they can do for them and how it can be beneficial for them. So mixing that with trying to get them some sponsors to make this worth their while, I was like, man, I mean, this it's another good thing that I'm going to try to do for them. And also, I believe that the shows that we put on at Integrity Fighter Management are the best shows in the Pittsburgh area. Now, I can't speak for Derek Gionta's show that's coming up March 7th. Now, not only is he very handsome, obviously, because he looks like myself, it's actually pretty freaky, but he's a boxing guy, so I'm sure he's going to put on a great show. But having said that, I think that we all put on great shows. They're very competitive. Lubomir Pinchuk, I'm sure you guys know him. And I hate this, that when he has fights that are of epic proportion, I'm stuck in the back and I can't watch it because I'm trying to focus on my fight. So I'm actually excited to watch and see these things and help these guys. So I believe in our product. I believe in what we're doing. I believe that I can help these guys. And that's what I really feel is going to be a way I can be involved in this. Now, as far as the Donnybrook, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but the original Donnybrook, well, I shouldn't say the original, because this happened a long time ago with Art Rooney, and a recent promoter, Mike Diven, was the one who thought this idea to bring it back. And for the first Donnybrook, I was actually picked as an alternate, because I wasn't picked to actually fight, because, as you guys know, my record was terrible as an amateur, you know. So I was picked as a backup. The guy who was picked to actually fight, he pulled out due to, I think his coach wanted him to focus more on the Golden Glove tournament. And I said, all right, I'll fight. I don't care who you put in front of me, King Kong, right, whatever. It's all good. So I trained really hard for that. As a matter of fact, I just seen it come up on my timeline that I remember, like, canceling out Facebook and all kinds of different things on my phone to focus on training for this fight. Now, during that fight, you know, it was a great fight. It was a great fight. And that's what I think got me a big following. Okay. Then the next year, and I won that fight. The next year, and I won that by points. I had every intention on turning pro with Mike McSorley until Teddy Merkanja, head coach of Gold Medal Boxing on 51, who was the head coach of the Donnybrook team at that time, called me and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" During one of my 5 a.m. runs. He works overnight, and I call him in the morning to get myself up to run. I said, "I'm getting ready to go run." He's like, "All right, well, make sure you run harder, because you're the only fighter that Michael Carruth asked for by name." And I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "All right, let me tell McSorley we're going to put this pro debut on hold for a little while." You know, so I was supposed to rematch the guy. Now, this is on live TV, you know, so
right.
Supposed to rematch the guy, and up until 2 weeks before the actual fight, I was supposed to rematch him. And then he put in Jimmy Sweeney, who, mind you, had over 100 amateur fights nationally. I mean, he fought nationally for the team. He had a bronze and silver. I mean, he was
definitely a veteran. Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I only had 19 fights at that time. So, you know, what does Mike Manna do? Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. my coach is, you know, now he was a southpaw. The guy I fought originally was tall. He was about 6'2", 6'3". He was a righty, about 190. Jimmy Sweeney's a southpaw, about 6'1", 6 foot, 6'1", and he was about 225, 230. I was 200, and I'm 5'11 on a good day. You know what I'm saying? So my coach has said, well, we ain't gonna box with this guy. You know, we're just going to do what we do best. We're going to get his time in, and then third round, we're going to go out and we're going to knock him out. All right.
Right.
So as you guys remember, and that's, you know, that's what happened. He beat me the first two rounds. In the third round, you know, I put him down, and, you know, he got the 40 count and then finished the fight and won all the points.
Right.
So, you know, I took a break, studied to get my insurance license. They did the Donnybrook 3. Then they went and found the fight against Cuba. And then just when I think when I'm out, they pull me back in. I got the fight against, I got the fight against Team Italy, which I thought was going to be my last fight, like forever, amateurly or right. Pro. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I fought this guy. And when Roberto came over here, we were walking him around and everything like that. And he had a guy for me. But I said to him, I said it in Italian, but what I said was, I said, Roberto, I said, this might be the last fight for me, but I want you to understand something. I said, if I'm going to lose, I want to lose against the best. And if I win, I want to win against the best. So you give me your best guy, and I'll give you my best. So, well, you ask and you shall receive. The kid I fought, he turned 19 about 3-4 days before our fight. And this kid was ranked, I think, like second in the world or something like that. I mean, he's sick. This kid's just sick. He's 6'2", 220, just solid muscle. And I couldn't touch him. I could not touch him. Third round, I tried to go out and do everything I could, and just he was not having it. Anytime I came close, he wrapped me up. He knew what I was going to do. You know, so fast forward, I got to my pro debut. Now, this is what takes me to want to be a coach and wants me to bring the Donnybrook back, okay? Jim Lamb, Michael Lamb's brother, I work with him at Aflac, and he is the head of the, I can't remember the name, Celtic Siberian, a nonprofit that brought them over, and I apologize, I can't remember the name. Sorry, Jim. I love you. You're Irish. I still love you, but I can't pronounce it. They are the ones who orchestrated everything, bringing Team Ireland over. And he said, hey, we're thinking about doing the Donnybrook again. You know, would you like to be involved? And I said, Jim, absolutely. Now, the reason I want to be involved, and I think this is so important for amateur boxers all over, but of course I'm all over it because it's in Pittsburgh, is because Let's just say I never turned pro, okay? I got to fight on a stage like that as an amateur. I mean, that's huge. Come on now. I mean, that's amazing. Right, and second, If I do turn pro, being on a stage like that is going to get me ready for the next level. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is huge for fighters because, like I said, if they turn pro, this gets them ready for the next level. If they don't, that's something amazing they could say they were involved in. And what we're trying to do from here on out is rebuild what was done in the past. We're trying to bring teams over, trying to go over to there, you know, go back to Ireland, go back to Cuba, go to Italy. These are things I'd like to be a part of and like to be able to give kids who work hard to try to stay off the streets and do the right thing to have an opportunity like this. That's really why I want to do it. And obviously they're going to make me head coach because I don't know. Maybe they thought I'd beat them up or something. I don't know.
Well, no, there's nobody better. I mean, you've been through it in all levels and you have a passion for it. So they definitely pick the right guy. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Donnybrook, the event that's coming up here in Pittsburgh soon. So we'll be right back with Mike Manna after we hear a message from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh, Fox Chapel. Call 412-963-9308. We were right back with Mike Matta.
Hey, Grandpa, why is your TV so loud?
Eh? What'd you say?
Constantly having to turn up the TV to understand what they're saying? Is it hard to carry on a meaningful conversation? Is it difficult to understand cashiers, people on the phone, or even your grandchildren?
The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois can help using the most advanced technology. If you or someone you know has hearing, balance, or vertigo problems, call the Roscoe Hearing and Balance Center today at 375-0455.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stedett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Tasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-372. 3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you. Okay, Mike. Now, you have an event coming up here soon in Pittsburgh. Tell us, you know, the who, what, where. Where is it going to be? When is it going to be? Maybe even name some of the fighters who are going to be there. So let's start with where it's going to be. Or let's start with when, then where.
Sure. We're looking at Friday, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Grand Hall Priory at 614 Presley Street, North Side. The good old 15212 is right, where it's going to be held, just like everywhere else and where it's been in the past. Tickets are online, and they are at I apologize. I'm going to bring this up. It just went away.
No, it's good.
Yeah, they're going to be online at ShowClicks. It's going to be showclicks.com/Donnybrook2020. That's where the tickets are going to be online, and we are already sold out of ringside tickets. Look at this. This is beautiful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got a lot of sponsors involved in this, People's Gas, Marty O'Toole, the Plumbers Union. We got a lot of guys on board here.
Okay. And how about some, we'll talk about where we can get the tickets again, but how about some of the name people, maybe even name some of the local guys who are going to be there for their fans.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we got a great show, and actually a guy who probably has more Donnybrook clout than myself is Danny Bodish, because he's 3-0 in the Donnybrook. here's how the lineup's going to go. We got a Maria Antunes from Erie Boxing Academy, very skillful girl. Her head coach is Drew McNair. We got Danny Bodish. His head coach is Tommy Ankello, and he's from World Class Boxing. We got Vinny Austin from the Third Ave Gym, head coach Jim Hoy. And we have a box off this weekend between Hero Gonzalez and Tyler Jaquay. They're both 132, and they both want to fight on this card, so we're going to do the right thing. They're going to spar this weekend, and I, unfortunately, along with two other guys, have to judge this, because this is going to be a great fight. I actually would like to record it and play it back later on. and Hero's from Jack Conway's gym. That would be the Bronson House. Tyler's from Maiden City, Coach Chris Jaquay, and father. Wade Lipscomb from Pittsburgh Boxing Club, Southside, Coach Rich Donnelly. Teddy Merconja Jr., who he's just like Matt Conway. I don't even know if Teddy knows how many fights he's had in his life. I mean, this kid's been boxing since he came out of the womb. His father is Ted McConja Sr. from Gold Medal Boxing. Alex Harrison from Tommy Ankello's gym, World Class Boxing. Devontae McFadden from Akron Boxing, and Coach Anthony Tolley. We have Steve Cunningham Jr., whose father Steve Cunningham from the USS Academy. And Steve Cunningham, if you remember, he's a two-time world champion. And
he knocked down Tyson Fury.
Knock down Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury actually said that he was probably the most problematic boxer that he came across. And I'm sure that was before he fought Deontay Wilder. But, you know, it's still Steve Cunningham, man, he's got a lot of skill, a lot of clout in the boxing realm. That's sure for does. Sure. And his son, forget about it, man. Same deal. And we have a Jacorian Dent. I hope I'm pronouncing this kid's name right. From Youngstown Southside Boxing, Coach Vinny O'Neill. Isaac Gunther from Butler Cubs, Don Spagnetti. And that's it right now. And the head coach is myself, assistant head coach Terry Black from Newcastle. And the head official for the place is going to be the one and only Chris Riskus. And we're going to have Mark Mackey and Derek Gionta involved as well.
Good. Mark's the best, isn't he? Glad he's going to be there.
He's the greatest. He taught me a lot of my moves whenever I'm selling to women. I'm telling you, get my chest pumping and tell them it's my heart beating. Oh, that's the best. That's the Mark Mackey special right there.
He's going to be working. He wants to work with my daughter in self-defense. My wife keeps saying, bring him to Mark, bring her to Mark. I said, okay, we're going to bring her to Mark.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he's the best.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, oh, yeah. Now, is this something that you're going to want to do as you, well, you kind of talked about it earlier, but, like, what are your goals for the Donnybrook? I mean, down the road.
Well, yeah, my goal, and I will speak for everybody else. This is the rebuilding session. We're going to see how this goes, but we have every intention, myself, Rich, Jim, and, oh my God, the Irish guy that you just told about.
Rob Tierney.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Him. I think we all want to not have this like it was before. I think what we want to do, now I know what we want to do. We want to make it bigger and better than it was before. That's what we want to do.
Okay.
100%. And that's what I intend on doing. And I'm going to try everything I can to get it bigger and better than it was before.
What is the key to all that? To make it better. Okay.
Marketability, my friend. That's what we got to do. And trust and honor. Here's the other thing too. A lot of the coaches didn't want to get involved because of, you know, some things that happened before. I don't want to get into them because like both people got different stories. Man, it is what it is.
Sure.
But everybody in the boxing community, they know me, and I feel that they trust me. And for them showing up and being part of this, I know they trust me because they know I'm going to do the right thing. Every gym I go into, they all know me. I don't ever go in and act like a goofball anywhere. I always try to do the right thing with people, talk to them, do the right thing. And I really feel that this is a great beginning stages because Jim, he's an honorable guy and he's always trying to do the right thing as well. So him and I and Rich and everybody involved, I mean, we're really trying to make this about the kids and make this at least an annual event, if not a couple different times a year against different countries, would be great.
Good. Okay. All right, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy. We'll be right back with Mike Manna.
Hey, Grandpa, why is your TV so loud?
Eh, what'd you say?
Constantly having to turn up the TV to understand what they're saying? Is it hard to carry on a meaningful conversation? Is it difficult to understand cashiers, people on the phone, or even your grandchildren?
The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois can help using the most advanced technology. If you or someone you know has hearing, balance, or vertigo problems, call the Roscoe Hearing and Balance Center today at 375-0455.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Okay, Mike, I don't know how many people know this, but Pittsburgh has a fantastic history of boxing. We talked about Greb and Billy Kahn, and I mean, we can go on and on about a lot of the fighters. Yeah. You know, Kimbrough had a nice career. Monty Mesa Clay had a nice career. Of course, Paul Spadafora. And now, you know, you're leaving your mark. And Mike McSorley with Integrity Boxing has done a great job. Tommy Ankello. Like I said, we can go on and on about that and for years of big time fighting. But you've been around the block, as you said, and you've seen different fight organizations slash fighters slash trainers slash management. Compare Pittsburgh to, you know, the people that you've seen, the different areas and territories that you see. Compare Pittsburgh to them.
Sure. I'll be honest. Right now, Pittsburgh, when we're compared to Philly, we're just not on the same level. And that's just me being 100% honest. Philly lives, breathes, and sleeps boxing. And that's how it is out there. These guys, they want to box more than they would want fresh air if their head was being held under the water. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference. These guys are fighters. There's a lot of people involved in the sport of boxing that just want to participate in the sport of boxing, not be fighters. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you don't, and, as they say, you don't play boxing. You know, it's a tough sport. But let me ask you, why do you think it is that way? Why do you think that? Is it more hunger? Is it the economic state? Is it just the passion of the game? Why is it that way?
Personally, what I think is that, you know, football and UFC have been a big thing as well. Everybody wants to go play football. Everybody wants to go, you know, do the UFC. And I get it. There's a lot of hype around the UFC and everything. You know, they get more exposure. That's the other thing. I mean, back in the 80s, 70, I mean, the Civic Arena used to sell out for the amateur Golden Gloves for the finals,
right?
Amateurs. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I mean? It's also because there's not a lot of coaches around that are pushing this. The exposure isn't all there. We have great coaches. I'm sorry. What I mean is we don't have people promoting this, not coaches. We have great coaches. Excuse me. We have great coaches. What I mean is like promoters, people promoting the sport of boxing, because there's a lot of people like, a lot of people in my phone, they're like, oh, we would have never known there was fights going on if you would have never told us about it, you know. And it's just like, it's depressing, because Pittsburgh, like you said, I mean, this was a fight town. This was a fight town. If you were from Pittsburgh, they knew that you were a fighter, and that's how it went. But now I just think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people want to protect. I shouldn't say a lot of people. There's some gyms who want to protect their fighters as amateurs. And I get that, but like, come on, this is amateurs. This is where you get the experience. In Europe, I mean, come on now. In Europe, people got like 300 some fights before they turn pro. And at the age of 18, there's no headgear. After 18, there's no headgear. I like that. I like that because, like, here's the thing. You don't get into boxing to participate and play boxing. You get into boxing because you want to fight as a pro. So if you're always getting used to that false sense of security with the headgear and the heavier and the more padded gloves, I mean, then, you know, I just don't think that that's good, because, you know, people here, they fight for a long time. They never take the headgear off. And, you know, then they get into the ring, they get hit with a 10-ounce glove if you're 165 and up with no headgear. You know, you're in for a rude awakening. It's just not something that you're ready for. And I feel that there are some people that protect and hide their fighters from this stuff. And I get it. You want to take care of your fighter, but sometimes that's not the best thing to do, you know?
Well, it's almost like, you know, they're not prepared for that big punch. Like in life, you know, I try to tell my daughter all the time, you have it good at home, which I want her to have it good at home. We make damn sure she does. Mm-hmm. But I also make sure that she knows how the world is. And I try to tell her through experiences that I've had or whatever. So you try to prepare her, or you try to prepare your son or your daughter or your team or your fighters about what can happen. Because if you shield them from things, when they do get hit, it's like, what the hell happened? You know? And so I understand what you're saying for sure. But like I said, you guys are doing a great job and definitely raising the Pittsburgh scene back up where it should be. And I mentioned Spada 4 and those other guys. I got to mention two guys, two old friends who are no longer with us, but had tremendous boxing careers. And I'm sure you remember both of them, Andy Kidd DePaul and Joe LaQuatra. I mean, they loved boxing and they had very successful careers. So we had to mention those guys, but we're going to take one more quick commercial break and come back with our Eric Jackson Lurie lightning round with Mike Manna. After our message from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania, 412-372-3667, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call 412-963-9308. We'll be right back with Mike Manna.
Hey, Grandpa, why's your TV so loud?
Eh, what'd you say?
Constantly having to turn up the TV to understand what they're saying? Is it hard to carry on a meaningful conversation? Is it difficult to understand cashiers, people on the phone, or even your grandchildren?
The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois can help using the most advanced technology. If you or someone you know has hearing, balance, or vertigo problems, call the Roscoe Hearing and Balance Center today at 375-0455.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you. Okay, Mike, we're back with one of our favorite parts of the show, the Eric Jackson Lurie lightning round. I will ask you a couple questions. Quick questions, you give us some quick answers. Number one, and again, it's brought to you by Eric Jackson Lurie, criminal defense attorney. He has offices in downtown Pittsburgh, Fox Chapel. Call 412-963-9308. Question number one, toughest part of boxing for you? What was the toughest thing that you had to do for boxing?
Get up and run in the morning.
Okay, now, so that was easier than actually stepping up in that ring and, you know, you're going to get punched. Was that, so running was hard. I'm with you because I hate to run. So that was harder than the actual fights.
Yeah. Training's harder than the fight and it should be harder than the fight.
Right. Exactly. Favorite moment that sticks out. I said, what was the most magical moment that you had?
I have a lot of them. But the most magical moment that I had in boxing, I would say, is being able, West Virginia going down and stopping a heavyweight in his hometown. That was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing.
Right. I wasn't there, but I heard about that. What would you change if you were the commissioner of boxing? What would you change about it?
I would change the amount of weight that a fighter is allowed to drop. Might be some people would be mad at me for that, but there's for good reasons because there's for a couple reasons. One, because it's just not good. There's only when you sweat this weight out, there's fluid that you lose that can't be put back in with water. Right. There's fluid around the brain, and that's why people are getting hurt, okay? Two, I just don't really think it's fair. I mean, you got Chavez Jr. who fought Sergio Martinez, who ended up getting beat up for 11 rounds, who's a cruiserweight on fight day, but he's a middleweight on the weigh-in. I mean, it's just not fair. It's not fair. I don't think it's good, and I don't think it's good for the fighter either. It's unhealthy.
Right. Or the other way, years ago, November 7th, 1988, when it was on the undercard of the Donnie Lalonde Sugar Ray Leonard fight, Vinny Paz Yenza at the time, Vinny Paz fought Floyd Mayweather Sr., and Vinny had to lose a lot of weight instead of gaining. Yeah. You know, Vinny walks around this day at 170.
He walks around probably at 180. Yep.
but he, back then, he fought at like 130 something, and he damn near died that fight. They had to rush him to the hospital. So I'm with you there.
Not good.
No. Too many.
Especially for
crazy?
Italians. That's not good for Italians.
That's for damn sure. We have too much. We have too good of food to tempt us.
Uh-huh.
Too much food, and too much drink, too much wine. I'm with you. do you too many belts, or you're okay with all the championship belts? Too many, or you're okay with them?
Too many, period.
Okay. All right.
Ring Magazine champ is the only thing that matters. Forget about it.
Okay. All right. I like that. Best advice you would give to an up-and-coming boxer?
I'm laughing because Paul told me, stay away from women.
They weaken legs, like Mickey used to say, right?
They weaken legs. Women weaken legs. Yeah, but honestly, my best advice to give young and up and coming fighters is you have to stay focused and be in the mindset to live, breathe, and sleep boxing, because you are in there and that other man is trying to put you out.
That's right.
Your mindset has to be right. This is a mental game. Because if your mental is not right, you're not getting up to run when you need to run. If your mental is not right, you're running and you're talking yourself out like, oh, I ran a mile. This was pretty good. Like, oh, I should probably stop. Like, no, man, you got to keep going. I mean, you got to talk your body into the pain instead of let your body talk you out of the pain.
Well put. Couple more questions. What are your goals, professional goals?
Professional goals outside of boxing?
If that's in boxing, whatever profession you want to talk about, whether it's your business or boxing, what are your professional goals?
Professional goals, I would like to eventually have a gym that can house fighters. And have like a camp, have my own gym, and we're in the process of that with Gio Heinlein. I'm trying to get 412 boxing up and going. And I also would like to be able to have my regular business of insurance be able to help out as many people as I can in the fight game with what I do regularly.
Nice. Okay. Last question. Couple weeks, big heavyweight fight. Wilder versus Fury 2. Prediction.
Oh, man. Dude, God.
That's good, though, that you can't just jump and say, this guy. That's good.
I can't, because here's the thing. That Wilder knows he can hurt Fury. Fury knows he can outbox Wilder.
Right. Excellent point.
You put a gun to my head, I got to pick one. I'm going to have to listen. A lot of people are going to be mad at me about this, but there's one thing you can never deny is power.
Exactly.
When somebody has that one-stop shot, that changes everything. So I got to go with Wilder. Although I know Tyson Fury is going to, you know, box his ears off, but I got to go Wilder. Put a gun to my head, pick one. I got to go Wilder. Got to go power. Can't go against power.
Let me say this to you, and since you're an expert in boxing, and I've said this on our other shows, and I'm going to say it whenever you come on our shows next couple of weeks to promote the Donnybrook, but I liken it to the Lennox Lewis fight David Tua of years ago. David Tua, if you remember, could take a punch, and he could throw a big, big punch. So I remember telling my dad, I said, Dad, if Lewis is going to win, he's going to have to not only be exhausted physically, but exhausted mentally, because he can win every single round. And as soon as he loses that focus and he gets distracted by the shiny object, he's going to get punched and it's going to be all over, because a big puncher can lose every single round. I talked about Mike Weaver. Mike Weaver, I was telling Adam before the show, former heavyweight champ Mike Weaver, we're going to try to get him on the show. But he was losing against John Tate for 14 rounds, and he was getting beat. It was a shutout. And all of a sudden, he lands that dream of a left hook, and it was over. Okay, so when you have that punch, you can erase a lot of mistakes. So I said that for Fury to win, he's going to have to, I mean, I know he's going to do some clowning. That's fine. But he's got to make damn sure that he moves really well, stick and jab, and get the hell out of the way of that big shot, okay? And he's going to have to really be physically and mentally exhausted by the end of that fight. If he does that, I think he's going to win. Wilder can lose every round, and he's going to take, he can land that big shot. I'm predicting, I'm predicting Fury by a split decision. I just think that, I mean, Wilder knocked him down, but the one thing the Fury can say is, "I got up," you know. So, and he dominated. He kind of won that last round.
He got up. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The only thing I don't like about this fight, and this will be our last thing. I'm much older than you. I'm 55. When I was growing up, we had, and I've said this on all the shows, this is what I'm, if I were the commissioner of boxing, I would change this. We had ABC, CBS, NBC, and they showed these guys, and you knew who these guys were, and you knew their personalities. You knew the reason why they fought. Boom and Mancini fought for his dad. Mike Tyson was coming out of the out of a bad situation. Donnie Lalonde was coming out of an abused home in Canada and became who he became. Then you had the flashy Italian guy from Providence, Rhode Island, and Vinny Paz. You know, then you had the good looking boxer with the Olympic gold of Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, or the other good looking guy with great feet and great hands, Sugar Ray Leonard on ABC. So we knew who these guys were. Now I'm all for the big fights being on pay-per-view, and I'm good for this fight being on pay-per-view. But when you start charging $80 for a pay-per-view, I think you're starting to lose some fans. I agree. You know, I think if they would say, instead of getting, you know, 100 people for, or 100 people for $80, they might get 300 for $50, you know.
I'm with you on that. Boxing is a business, but I think it needs to get back to where it was. I mean, because the most prestigious title in the world was heavyweight champion. You could go over to Europe and no one would know who the Super Bowl champ is, but they know who Mike Tyson is.
That's right. You know what? Since you said that, they had Deontay Wilder. He took a trip to Rome, and he had an audience with the Pope. And he's walking through town, and, you know, people knew that he was somebody, but they didn't know who he was. Now, then several years ago, there was a huge, huge poster at Macy's of this, you know, good-looking guy who was built for Under Armour. And it was Anthony Joshua. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody knew who he was. You know, so Mike, it's always great to have you on the show, brother. Looking forward to you being on the other shows. And I wish you all the best. And looking forward to hopefully we'll be announcing the fights. I think that's what the game plan is. And like I said, we'll get you on our Steel City Sports World and Ring Talk with Smoking Jim and Luther. And it's always great to have you on. Those shows are always a lot of fun. And again, thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show, brother, and all the best to everything in the ring and out to you. You've done a great job.
Thank you, brother. Love you. Love everybody. God bless you. God bless everybody, man.
All right. God bless you as well. We'll talk to you soon, Mike. All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you. Bye.
Okay, everybody. Great Mike Manna. Great interview. Always fun to be on with Mike. And like I said, his event is, like he said, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Priory in Pittsburgh. Make sure you check it out. It'll be an exciting night of boxing for sure. As always, want to thank our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Trafford, Pennsylvania, 412 372-3667. Lee Davison Associates, Legends Division, and criminal defense attorney, the great Eric Jackson Lurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh, Fox Chapel. Call 412-963-9308. Let's do that again, 412-963-9308. As always, have to thank my great, great producer, Adam Zaloof. You can listen to our show on ClaudioRelsano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean. Please subscribe to the show. Tell us what you think. The emails have been great. I really appreciate the emails. You have no idea. And appreciate all of you listening. We have some great guests coming up. Mike McSorley of Integrity Boxing is going to talk about his show. We have Lyle Fitzsimmons, another boxing guy. He's a voter for the International Boxing Hall of Fame, works for Bleacher Report and CBS Sports. And baseball season is coming up. We're going to have some former Pirates from the 79 and 71 World Series winners. We're going to have some of my guys from Carnegie Mellon University, some of my old players, and maybe even a few current ones to talk about our season, which has started already. And those will be some fun shows. And of course, we'll have our regulars, Smoking Jim and Luther. Everybody loves those guys. And again, appreciate all of you listening. And as always, thank you, Mom and Pop. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.